the Golden State fan base surged for 3 years, and now it's going to become a Laker fan base while LeBron and Luka are on the same team. You know, it's just that's a certain type of fandom. I think it's the type of fandom that's not based around loyalty being rewarded, but just wanting to watch wins. So
yeah,
it's not my type of fandom. I agree. I'm with you. I was there for that year. The Packers should have given up on Mason Crosby. You know, staying loyal to Mason Crosby was rewarding because you shouldn't have done it, and it still paid off.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's a completely different flavor, and I don't think it could be explained to people who do it differently because we're doing it for totally different reasons.
Yeah, I've always had a personality and found joy in seeing something that I think is going to be good or I like and supporting it. For instance, way back in 1984, my brother went to school at Augsburg University in Minneapolis. The Metrodome was right there, walking distance from his college. And in 1984, Kirby Puckett was on the team, and Ken Herbeck was on the team, and Gary Gaetti was on the team. And there was a guys that everybody says, ooh, these guys are going to be good when they get older. They're really going to be So I went 1 week and I watched 6 consecutive games. I stayed at my brother's frat house and I walked down just by myself as a 17-year-old kid. I just went back and forth, just bought a seat anywhere just to be in the stadium, and I watched that team. And when they won the World Series 3 years later and again in 91, I felt a link, an emotional link to that you know what? As a fan, I thought I saw it, whether it was it probably was just me being 17, but I saw this team. I'm just like, wow, they look really cool and special. And then later they won the World Series, and it was just an emotional trip having supported them. And I feel the same way right now about the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. He's a tremendous player. He's just so much fun to watch, and he's not winning anything right now, but I just got this feeling that he's good enough and he's going to get it. And I'm going to stay up till 11:30 at night and watch him play Golden State out on the West Coast. And I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I'm so far outside this, Joel, because I'm picturing that moment where you're 17 years old. You've got your whole lease on life that you haven't even set out yet, but you're deciding where to hitch your wagon. And you've got your wagon loaded and you're just waiting for something to hitch it to. And like, first of all, thank goodness it was sports. But I'm picturing what would have happened if like, I don't know, if like a beautiful woman in a diesel truck drove by and just, you know, I'm thinking diesel mechanic sounds like a wise, you know, like what if your passions had taken you elsewhere?
Knowing me, she probably did. And I was too distracted by Kirby Puckett and the Twins. That's probably.
Oh, fate is fate.
And it was just fate that the Twins go and win a World Series in 1987. And where am I watching that game? From my upstairs apartment in Central Iowa at my first radio job. I couldn't. I was too far away. I wasn't making enough money.
Not to knock Iowa, but Joel, why?
I still enjoyed it. I lived in an apartment, upstairs apartment, that was so small that I had to watch the game sitting down, because if I stood up and jumped, my head would go through the ceiling. So I had to watch the game kneeling so I could actually jump up and down with joy.
Like the entrance to the Oompa Loompa room in Willy Wonka.
That's right.
We're having a momentary invasion here.
Ooh, more of Reality Radio coming up. Stay with us.
There's still plenty of winter left to enjoy in the Northwoods. Bader's Sports Center is your outdoor recreation headquarters. Bader's has the augers, jig rods, and tip-ups you need to catch your next fish fry or even your next trophy. Keep warm anywhere with premium wool clothing and lacrosse boots. There's still time to hunt small game this winter, but only if you stop at Bader's. They've got rifles, shotguns, ammo, and the know-how to prepare you fast. Bader's can handle licenses, too. Find what gets you outdoors at Bader's Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible, a low near -4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
9:06, we will throw some snowballs again sometime before 10, and we will get to our news and sports. We're going to talk about that Up North Community Expo that we were talking about earlier. And Rachel's with us from the Rhinelander Chamber. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We're back for another big year. How many years have we been doing this now?
This is our third. It's still a relatively new event, but growing very quickly.
Yeah. So give us the basic details of it for those maybe who are hearing about it for the first time, about what it is and who's eligible to come and take part in it.
Absolutely. Well, this event is located at the Hodeg Dome in Rhinelander. It'll be on March 6th from noon until 5 p.m. It's completely free and open to the public. Right now, there's over 80 vendors and growing every day. And we've got vendors from 7 different counties coming. And it really is an open event for businesses, for nonprofits to come and just educate people on what they do. It's about networking. Some people bring things to sell. There's some fun stuff going on. We've got free raffles that you can enter. You can play bingo with the Oneida County Fair at 1 and 3 p.m. We've even got kids' activities that the Northwoods Children's Museum is going to be putting together. So there's all kinds of fun stuff all day long.
All right. So from regular, just normal businesses all the way through to nonprofits, all are welcome. Is that right?
Absolutely. It really is one large combination of anything and everything you can find in the Northwoods.
All right. And you don't run out of room in there, do you? You got quite a bit of room inside that Hodeg Dome.
It's pretty large, yes. Jeez. We have lots of room to expand and grow over the years.
Yeah. So when is the actual event itself, Rachel?
The event is Thursday, March 6th from noon until 5 p.m., so it's definitely worth the drive.
All right, so people can come on over there, and is it any entry fee to get in there?
Nope, it's absolutely free, and when you come in, we'll hand you a raffle ticket that you can go and enter the free prizes.
All right, noon to 5, Thursday, March 6th, and again, if folks are interested, still room for them if they want to be a part. Are you a good person to get a hold of for them?
Yep, I'm the person who would get you all signed up. You can also see additional details at rhinelanderchamber.com/upnorthcommunityexpo/.
All right. And this is a good opportunity for people also if they're looking for employment opportunities for people. That's become a big part of this too, right?
It really is, yes. So this show really is kind of making it what you want. Some people show what they do. Some people sell what they do. Some people are looking for employment or looking for volunteers. Right now, there's about 30 different vendors that are looking for employment, and those will be written out right on the map when you walk in the door, too.
Okay. Rachel at rhinelanderchamber.com is a good email. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Rachel at rhinelanderchamber.com.
All right. Very good. We look forward to it. We'll talk to you, I think, again next week and update any information, Rachel. So thanks for taking time to join us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Rachel, her number over there is 715-365-7464, 365-7464. Whether you're just a business or a nonprofit, they're welcoming all. It's really become quite an event over there at the Hodeg Dome in Rhinelander. And this is a great day for you. Even if you're just, you know, you don't own a business, you're not going to be a part of it as far as a vendor, just go there. It's free, all kinds of prizes. And at the very least, If you've never been inside the Hodag Dome, it's really cool in there. So Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Rachel at RhinelanderChamber.com.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I sent. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has firmly pushed back on President Trump's comments from last night, delivering a series of fact checks at a press conference in Kyiv before meeting with Trump's envoy, Keith Kellogg. Zelensky challenging Trump's claim that Zelensky has a 4% approval rating, pointing to respected polls showing him consistently above 50%. Zelensky calls it Russian disinformation. From Louisiana through Delaware, at least 20 states are under snow and ice alerts today as a major winter storm moves east.
Stay off the roads if you can. Give it a little time because it's ending in Nashville. Memphis had slick roads overnight as well, so much of I-40 would have this, as well as all of the side roads. There are some schools that are closed in the region.
When the snow moves out, the Arctic air moves in. Sub-zero weather in the northern Great Plains. Pope Francis has spent a fifth night in the hospital, the Vatican announcing he has developed pneumonia in both lungs. All of the Pope's appearances have been canceled, at least through this weekend. This is ABC News.
I'm Joel Koenig. A look at some regional and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevy vehicles and service. There's an indoor garage sale going on this Saturday. A garage sale. St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba will host this on Saturday from 8 until 2. Most items are a free will donation. Some larger items will have price tags. There's coffee, there's rolls, there's a barbecue lunch provided also by the church, and there is a silent auction, some silent auction baskets and free will donation baked goods also. And that is going on this Saturday from 8 to 2 at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church located in Catawba. The 27th member of the Packer Hall of Fame was announced on Monday. Lisa Hale has more on that story.
After over 70,000 votes were cast worldwide, the late John Brosik of Pound, Wisconsin, was named the 27th member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame out of a field of 10 finalists Monday. Brosik passed away on December 28, 2024, shortly after being named a Fan Hall of Fame finalist. He was so proud of the honor, he asked his family to include the exciting news in his obituary. Dedicated and passionate, Brosik became a Packers season ticket holder back in 1962, and for more than 60 years, he attended every game included in his ticket package at Lambeau Field. He and his wife also watched the Packers play at 29 different NFL stadiums. In an excerpt from the nomination essay, his family wrote of his battle with cancer, saying, "Unfortunately, Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in June 2024. When asked what goals he'd like to set, the first goal was to attend the 2024 home opener so he wouldn't break his streak and could start year number 60. they made that happen. Brosig's name will now be permanently enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And tournament hockey gets underway tomorrow. Team Seals, Shawamigan, Butternut, Phillips Co-op. They'll be at Amory tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you at 7 o'clock. Scott Heckman, the call tomorrow night on TrailMix 103.1 on the Civic Media app and at TrailMix.fm. Lakeland T-Birds also in action tomorrow night. They are the 3 seed. They will play host tomorrow night to the number 6 seed, Shawno Bonduelle. Most tournament games, they give them the option of Thursday or Friday, most of them happening tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, we've got a good rivalry game, Rib Lake and Phillips girls basketball action, and that'll be tomorrow night at 7:15, and that game, Rib Lake Phillips girls, right here on 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below.
And we have a few more community events to tell you about here. A fundraiser and a takeout meal is happening a week from today at Country Cafe in Fifield. Now, you can call ahead for your orders, if you have a larger order, especially of 10 or more. Otherwise, you can just stop into the Country Cafe 4:30 to 7:30, and that is going on next Wednesdays to support St. Francis Catholic Church in Fifield for general upkeep and stuff at the church. Next week, we will have Michelle in here to talk about the Price Ice Figure Skating, and their big annual show is a week from this weekend. Heroes versus villains. Going to be a lot of superhero costumes on there. So that'll be not this weekend, but the following weekend at the Park Falls Ice Arena. Michelle will be in next week to talk a little bit about that. We have a big ice fishing tournament going on out at based out of Donner's Bay. It is the annual Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree in honor of Klaus Kratke. And this all starts and ends at Donner's Bay Resort, just east of Butternut, between Butternut and Mercer. And that's from 7 to 4 on Saturday. So that's always a big event. It's on Snowmobile Trail number 9, by the way. And the Drift Splitters Snowmobile Club, a week from Saturday, March 1st, having their big brat feed. That'll be at Ape Hangers in Catawba. So put that on your calendar if you want to support that event. I'm just going to go through a lot of the stuff that you guys have emailed us to let you know about things coming up in the next couple of weeks here. Let's see, I'm going to bypass that. Oh, Catkins, of course, is always there. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. All your cats and dogs are tapping their paws on the floor out there, listening to Reality Radio and hoping that you'll stop out and maybe make them their new forever home. Yeah, Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser is going on a week from Saturday. This is at the Mercer VFW, the Mercer VFW. This is Saturday, March 1st, 4 to 7. They've got spaghetti and the meatballs and the sausage and the garlic, bread and coffee and dessert, salad even. Oh, salad. Come on. Beer, the beer, wine, soda, all that stuff available. 50-50 basket raffles. You can come out and support the Mercer VFW Post 9536. That's Saturday, March 1st, 4 to 7 at the Mercer VFW. So a big salute to them. Nice event. American Legion tonight, every Wednesday, pretty much every Wednesday night. Sometimes when they go several weeks and they give away the jackpot, they might take a week off. But they're going strong tonight. I think the jackpot's, what, approaching 10 grand or so? American Legion Post 182, the 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle. You can check out the American Legion Post 182 Facebook page for the weekly updates. Doors open at 6:30, drawing 7:30. For as little as $5, you can be in and maybe win yourself a few thousand dollars. Good luck to our area wrestlers who will be going at it this weekend. It is sectional wrestling. That means if you finish in the top three this weekend in your weight class, then you get to go to state. So our area wrestlers will be at the Ladysmith sectional this weekend. So good luck to them, the Shawamigan and Phillips wrestlers, some of them qualifying this past weekend. Price County Senior Dining, tomorrow they are serving up baked ham, sweet potatoes, mixed baked beans, applesauce cake. Any questions that you may have, give them a call at 339-2158. For Price County Senior Dining, maybe you have questions about eligibility and how the whole thing works. We'll be hearing from Pete this morning over at Wheelway. So we're going to talk to him here in just a little bit about their big common sense sale that's going on. We're starting to get some Knights of, or some St. Patrick's Day events in. I know the Knights of Columbus and Butternut have a big event for Sunday, March 16th. So we'll talk about that as we get closer. As always, if you got something going on, shoot us an email. You know, take a picture of the flyer and send it to WCQM at civicmedia.us. You can always drop it off, too, here at the radio station in Park Falls. Always happy to talk about your nonprofit group events on the way. We will. Here's what we're going to do. We were going to do a double snowball, but to be honest with you, we've got our kind of our list here of winners and stuff. This one wasn't going to end well. So I'm going to just, we're going to nix that, and we're just going to encourage. I don't want to waste your time is what I'm saying. But you want to tune in this afternoon because I think Gray might have some good news for somebody this afternoon. I don't want to give it away, but he might give it away. And a chance for you to call in and win this afternoon. We already gave away a Bader's to Petey. She stopped in and grabbed that already, a $25 gift certificate. Today's keyword. Now, if you haven't won yet through the text to win, go ahead, shoot us the keyword pit stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. And when you, by the way, when you send us a keyword through the text line, sometimes you get a response and sometimes you don't. I don't know why that is. But if you have the correct word in there and you hit send and you don't get an error message, you're good. All right. We got everybody's. And Dawn, I got yours, by the way. She's traveling right now. So pit stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. Shoot us that word sometime today to be in for a $25 gift certificate to the Village Pit Stop in Butternut. Little music. We'll see what else we can conjure up on Reality Radio before 10 at 98Q and Kenny Chesney.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids, and one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling. My tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Too young over there, toting that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Dad and dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to Dad, and started praying. Yeah, and he went out with 21 guns. Blazing, and that's one hell of an amen. That's the only way to go. Fighting the good fight till the good Lord calls you home. So we wait, my friend, till I see you again. Yeah, this is our last goodbye. It's a hell of a nightmare. Doctor said he ain't got long. He just smiled and said, bring it on. Well, if you think I'm scared, you got me all wrong. No. Little cancer can't bring me. My heart's rhyming, I believe. We all hit our knees and started praying. No, he never gave up. Bye.
Brantley Gilbert at 98Q Country Reality Radio here. Sunny Wednesday. All common sense. Remember your grandma used to say, have some common sense. Where has all the common sense gone? I tell you, we have found it. We have found it. We have wrestled it all up. And it's all at Wheelway right now. And we got Pete with us for the common sense sale. How's that for an intro, Pete?
Hey, love it.
How are we doing down there today?
We're rocking and rolling. How about yourself?
Well, good. Let's talk about lifetime warranty, because anytime people hear that, that's usually a good thing to hear. That service department, you guys are treating people right down there, Pete.
Well, I'll tell you what, anything better than a lifetime would be an eternity warranty, but unfortunately, a lifetime warranty will be as long as the vehicle, as long as you own it. There's many, many specials out there, but we want to make sure you have a reassurance of mind and peace when you get your vehicle serviced here. We give you a lifetime warranty. Make sure you contact the service department to get the details.
All right. And people listening right now, if they're thinking about getting a different car, maybe a better car, maybe a car that actually runs as you're getting a ride from your friend to work, you guys have some great low-mileage vehicles available right now. Correct, Pete?
Absolutely, Joel. We had a great test the last couple of days to see how your current vehicle is running, if it started, if any issues. There's no better time right now to get a vehicle. Interest rates are low. When interest rates are low, that means more purchasing power. We can get you a better vehicle with less miles that's newer, that's roadworthy and reliable today.
All right. From a smaller car all the way up to a truck and everything in between, Pete, whatever they need, you can fill it for them, right?
Joel, we say we got all makes and models here. We have 3/4 tons, half tons, cars, minivans, SUVs, Subarus, Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, Rams, Chrysler, Dodge. We've got them all right here. Don't wait. We don't collect them. We sell them, Joel. Get down here today with this common sense to save a lot of cents off these vehicles.
Get it going. Check it out at wheelwayautos.com, or they can always dial you up the old-fashioned way right on that phone. Right, Pete?
Hey, Joel. We love to talk to people. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. If you can't make it down here, make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithanest.com and check out all the beautiful inventory that we have.
Beautiful, Pete. Thank you very much. We'll be checking in with Pete actually throughout the morning and again throughout the early afternoon also about all the savings and some specific vehicles at Wheelway, wheelwayautos.com, and they're right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business and our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting off their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2025 firewood needs. From camping to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 or check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Right now, 8 below.
98Q Country.
You're a crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, diesel backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. You're a little shy thing with a wild side on a night like this. You just can't hide, cause it's time to live it up. So come on and raise your cup. If we talk about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming. Lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl that's taking home. Same, cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. The drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, your buzz boarded it up.
All right, Jason Aldean at 98Q Country, Reality Radio till 10 o'clock. We've got Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan Athletic Director, with us to talk a little Shawamigan sports. Darren, good morning to you. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Before we delve in, we're going to give you a quick 1990 baseball card, Kmart, unopened packed baseball card. Greg Gunderson randomly picking a player, see if you know who he is. Who you got, Greg?
So it's the first one in the stack after we stopped after, what was it, 10 last week?
Yeah.
And it's a 1990 AL. Oh, yeah. I know who this one is. It's Mark McGwire.
Oh, of course, Mark McGwire.
But look at that. Look at that picture. Back before we knew that he didn't have a chin. It was, is Mark McGwire pre-beard in this picture?
Pre-beard, yeah. Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame, Darren?
Oh, way to put me on the spot.
I like it.
Perfect question.
You know,
from all indications, you know, I know probably as much as you guys do, but he seemed like a really stand-up guy. You know, when he was going through the home run chase, he said all the right things.
Yeah.
It's just a complicated situation because, you know, it was good for the game coming out of the strike in 94, you know, the long ball and all that created a lot of fan interest. A lot of people were taken from that.
Yeah,
you know, technically it wasn't. Was it even considered a banned substance at that time too?
I mean, there's lots of not really, and a lot of guys were juicing back then too. That's not an excuse, but no matter what, he was a special player with or without the juice. He was pretty good.
I agree. It's a complicated thing, and I guess I'll let others handle it how they see fit.
Yeah, eventually they'll probably let him in there. All right, very good. Let's talk Shawamigan sports. We've got Seal Hockey on the road tomorrow night. Tough ask at Amory, but always fun to be in tournaments, and they'll travel to Amory, right, tomorrow night?
That's right. Yep, they're traveling to Amory tomorrow for a WI first-round regional matchup. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. And you know what? Just go over there and just give it your all. You know, our kids have played some pretty decent hockey of late. Maybe not punching through with the big W's, but we'll have our hands full. Amory's the number one seed in our bracket for a reason, but let's go there and give them a game and see what happens.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out.
They've definitely had some competitive games, no doubt about it. We'll have it on the air tomorrow night on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. Well, the boys had a game weathered out yesterday, so they're going to make that up against Hurley tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. So, you know, we kind of had to get on that in a hurry because, as you know, Joel, essentially next week is the last regular season week of boys basketball before they get into their tournament, which we'll find out this week and where our boys are going to be going for their tournament. So time was of the essence to get this game scheduled, and we're going to play on Thursday. So we have back-to-back nights of home games now. Early and after until Thursday, Friday, and we're hoping that there'll be two good nights of games for our boys.
All right, and then Sunday will be the seeding announcement for all of the teams for the boys. The girls know that they are going on the road to Ladysmith on Tuesday, correct?
That's correct, yep, 7 o'clock. Ladysmith, the winner of that game, gets Phillips for a regional semifinal game. And our girls are playing pretty good. Joel, they had a very nice victory on Monday versus Hurley, and it was fun to watch the smiles on the girls' faces. They've had a few close ones this year that kind of got away from them a little bit that perhaps we very well could have won. So it was kind of nice to see them build a nice lead in the first half and then kind of coast away in the second half with a win. It was just a nice atmosphere there. And I don't know if you know this or not, Joel, but our girls made 10 three-pointers as a team in the first half.
Wow.
Against Hurley.
Nice.
So,
nice.
That was it was kind of nice. It didn't matter I think it was like 5 girls that made a three in the first half too. They were getting good looks and they were pulling the trigger and they were going right through the net. So it was really nice. Nice win for the girls.
Yeah, some good positive steps. They got the conference wins have been dry for years. They got a conference win over Athens, and you can see the steps when you see the scores, when you see other teams and what they're losing in the next couple of years. Everything is set up for Shawamigan to have a couple of good years here, we're hoping, Darren, right?
That's what we're hoping for, you bet. And but, you know, everyone's got to get better, too. You know, the girls got to put time in the off season, and, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward, and we know we have some positive stuff in our youth ranks going on right now, so hopefully we can just keep carrying that momentum. You know, we're speaking of girls basketball right now, but really in all our programs for that matter.
Yeah. And wrestling. We got wrestling sectionals. We got one through to sectionals. Always exciting, and that'll be this Saturday, right?
Yes. Well, but it's a little bit different with the girls in the picture, too, now.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
The girls' sectional, and we have one girl who made it through for the girls, Vanessa Schmidt, and she's going to wrestle on Friday. That'll be at Ladysmith. And then Saturday, the boys will be up, and that will also be at Ladysmith. So kind of a nice shorter ride for our wrestling team. Usually for sectionals, we got to drive a little bit further, but Ladysmith is kind of a nice little trip for us.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, Vanessa is our girl ref. She'll wrestle on Friday, and then we have Greg Morgan and Ethan Humphrey that are both wrestling on Saturday.
Okay. All right. Top three is what they need, a top three finish to move on. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep. Top three individual qualifiers at sectionals will make it to state the following week.
Okay. All right. All right, Darren, before we let you go, one more baseball card from the Kmart Tops pack. This will be a little less controversial, hopefully, than Mark McGuire.
That was a landmine sitting there in the middle of the pack. This is from 1990. All right, here we go. We've got 1990 NL Mike Scott, right-handed pitcher wearing an Astros jersey in this picture.
Do you remember Mike Scott, Darren? I don't remember them.
I do.
You do? He does.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of... My wife calls it useless information, but he was a very good power pitcher for the Astros, and actually the Astros had him and Nolan Ryan together in the rotation for a nice 1-2 punch. Yeah. I think they were a game or two away from the 86 World Series. The Mets beat them in a pretty good series for the NL pennant that year, 86 anyway.
Yeah,
Mike Scott was a good hard thrower.
We got to get Darren live in studio sometime.
We found the guy to bring in for these cards. Yep.
We'll have to do that sometime. Darren, we'll let you go. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for all you do for the kids. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good day.
Hey, Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan Athletic Director, and you can kind of hear it in Darren's voice. And something we don't talk a lot about this time of the year, about our teachers and our coaches and stuff like that. It's hard for our teachers and coaches because I guarantee you they're getting the bug.
Yes.
Because you and I, you know, people who work normal jobs, you know, we can avoid people sometimes and we can kind of hide out. But when you're a teacher and you're involved in the school, you're around little bacteria youngsters all day long.
Oh, yeah. Like, nobody's going to sneeze in my eye in the next 48 hours. I can say that with confidence. Teachers... they can't, and that...
Yeah, so hats off to our teachers, and I know they're probably struggling to stay healthy, to keep things rolling. All right, I don't know. I think I'm done. I don't know.
You think you're tired, Joel?
I think I'm done. I are doing a little news this morning because Austin is gone doing a couple things. What is it? Is it still Wednesday today?
It is. It is, matter of fact.
All right. It's still Wednesday. You going to do a snowball this afternoon?
I think I am, Joel. I think I'm in better condition to do so today. So we had a brief pause yesterday, and we were able to give away a certificate this morning. Let's keep the vibe going. I'll give one away during the 2 o'clock hour today.
All right. We got Mike McKay standing by. Mike McKay in the midday. He will remind you of that key word coming up here throughout the morning. Have a great Wednesday. I'll be back in here tomorrow morning. McKay next. Gray will be in this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway and Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
Absolutely. There's no better time right now. We got our Common Sense tax extravaganza. A lot of cents you're going to be saving off these cars right now. They're marked down to sell. We have all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, we have Fords, Chevys. We have a beautiful selection. We have almost 70 vehicles here on the lot looking for a home at great prices. We have this Common Sense tax extravaganza event. A lot of cents off these vehicles that you're going to save here today.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Pictured it'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains.
picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money. And a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Having you here to complain. How am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Nothing to do but fish all day long.
My name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
Had is gone.
working woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving, it's hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. She said, I don't drink, but sometimes I need a stick. Working man just trying to climb the ladder. First generation to go to college instead of driving a tractor. Never had nothing handed to him on a silver platter. It's hard to be a good man, good son, do something good that matters. He said, I don't drink, but sometimes I want to pop that top. Take a swig and make watch it fade away. He said, I don't smoke, but sometimes I wanna light it up. Yeah, when things get tough, sometimes I need a smoke break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's to you. Understand if you wanna take a load off.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushing back against comments by President Trump claiming that Ukraine started the war with Russia and that Ukrainian people have given Zelensky only a 4% approval rating. ABC's Patrick Grievel in Kyiv says those comments echo what the Russians have said for some time.
President Vladimir Putin has been attacking Zelensky's legitimacy, saying that he does not have the legitimacy to be the president here and suggesting he needs to be removed for any peace deal to take place. Now, clearly, Zelensky is facing those calls not only from Vladimir Putin, but it seems now also from the Trump administration.
Putin today would not say when he thinks face-to-face meetings with President Trump will begin. Top officials at the Social Security Administration and the Treasury Department resigning after Elon Musk's staff demanded access to sensitive information for millions of Americans. Thousands of federal government employees have been fired so far. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Current temperature, 4 below.
98Q Country.
Can